Tech Today.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining deep industry expertise with next generation technology to drive business success. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
Now, it's been almost 2 years since Twitter was bought by Elon Musk and the site became very different. Many people didn't like the new right-wing slant of the platform and sought out alternatives. First, they looked at Mastodon, but Facebook's owner Meta launched Threads exactly a year ago as its alternative to X, where extreme views would be filtered out rather than given a blue tick. How has Threads gotten on? Who better to ask than Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent? Good morning, Jess.
Morning, Joe.
Well, how has year one been for Threads? And are you on it?
I am on it, but accidentally. I'm one of the many, many people who tap into it because it's associated with my Instagram. And that's actually an important part of the story. So you're completely correct. This time last year, an app called Threads appeared in the App Store, but only in the US and other parts of the world. It wasn't available here in Europe. That was something to do with data privacy and data protection, as is often the case. So for the first few months of its existence, Threads was basically predominantly in the US, and it did quite well. Within a number of months, within 3 months, it had 100 million users. By the time it launched in Europe, it was welcomed with open arms. And as of this week, the team at Meta are saying that they have 175 million monthly active users. Now, the word monthly there is important because it does a lot of work. Very often the stats that we get would be daily active users. So for example, X, formerly known as Twitter, has put out a whole host of stats in the last number of months. They're saying that 250 million people use their platform every day. 550 million people visit the global town square every month. So you can see the difference in the figures. While Meta has done incredibly well to get 175 million monthly users, there is a bit of a disparity there between the two companies.
Do you get a sense that it hasn't really taken off despite this connection to Instagram and Facebook, i.e. the reasons for it not taking off are not clear? And I just wonder, this is just me thinking aloud, Jess, that Twitter users doth protest too much, methinks, and that maybe they kind of like the argy-bargy that goes on.
I think there's a few different things here at play. I think definitely the staggered launch between America and Europe definitely had an impact. It kind of took a bit of the wind out of the sails of Meta ever so slightly. I also think some of the design elements weren't fantastic at launch. People kind of didn't figure out or understand quite clearly what hashtags to use, how to use hashtags, how to click on hashtags, how to repost. Very fundamental design things make a difference. I also think a lot of people stopped using Twitter and didn't want an alternative. They realized they were spending an awful lot of time on a platform that wasn't, you know, great for their morale or great for their mood. So they walked away. They didn't need an alternative. I would say a lot of people are like me, who I said at the top, click into Threads because my Instagram prompts me to. That's the only time I have gone into Threads. I do not check it otherwise. And I just wonder, you know, unless you are, you know, a hardcore news hound, a journalist or a live sports fan, is there really that much of an incentive for you to go onto a platform for that sort of everyday live dialogue when we have so many other alternatives available now?
Yeah, and you're right about the design. There are small things like, for example, making the screen bigger and you have to click the sound on button a little bit difficult, that they could improve. I just wonder whether Meta hasn't really given it the love and affection that it could give.
Yeah, well, for sure. Like, if you look at from a business point of view, this is something that wasn't even an idea on a post-it note 18 months ago. And now, in 12 months, it has 175 million monthly active users. They also don't have ads on the platform as of yet. So it's not really bringing home the bacon in terms of the financial side of things. I do think it is something that will grow. We've heard from executives at Meta who say that they believe this could be the next billion-dollar company within the Meta portfolio. So I don't think I'd write it off as of yet, but I definitely think it needs strategic investment in terms of design, and they do need to be careful about how, when and why they bring advertisers onto the platform too.
Yeah, lest it go down the same road as Twitter or X. Jess, thank you very much for joining us. That is Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent.
Tech Today.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining deep industry expertise with next generation technology to drive business success. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.